FM 90.3 WJTL, Landy Cantrell before you. Dan Bremnes, Beautiful, and JJ Weeks Band, Count Them All. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:51.
Hey, this is intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Sunny and breezy today with a high of 56. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 37. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of afternoon rain and a high of 49. It's currently 42 degrees out.
This morning, our friends Mark and Kristen Cody are here. They brought their kids, Caleb, Jacob, and Rachel. They are home visiting, although you guys have two homes now from...
That's right, we do.
Yeah, from Peru. They are here at their original home. Kids Alive International is the name of their ministry. And good morning to both of you again.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Mark, it's always great to have you back in WJTL listening area. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here with all your listeners. We so appreciate everyone and their encouragement over the years.
And your kids are actually attending the school where you used to be the headmaster.
They're at Lancaster County Christian School this semester, and that's been great to reconnect with that community.
And you're taking the seniors to Peru, where you guys are ministering for their trip.
Sunday night, we fly down to Peru for 1 week with the senior class, and
that's
really
so
looking
great.
Forward to that.
Love those, love those family tie-ins. Tell us about Kids Alive International, if you would.
We're really glad to be a part of Kids Alive Peru. Kids Alive's in 14 different countries, and we serve in the country of Peru in three different areas. Peru has a lot of distinct regions. So we have children's homes and care centers in the Andes Mountains, in the Amazon jungle, and along the coast in Lima, where we also have a school in Lima.
Now, you guys just completed your first tour of duty, so to speak, three years.
Yeah.
What's happening with the future? What's going to happen next?
Well, I'm moving into a role with Kristen as Director of Discipleship and Development, and that'll be a very pastoral role of equipping our caregivers. All of our caregivers in those ministries are Peruvian, and so we've received a lot of training ourselves, and especially during this home assignment on working with children from hard places who have trauma in their backgrounds. And so we will be training caregivers throughout Peru who work with our 500 children or so in these ministries. And we're also looking at possibly starting a school in the area where we are, in Pucallpa. And so we look forward to how the Lord may open doors in that venture.
If folks want to get more information, they can visit you online.
Yes, you can find us at kidsalive.org, or you can email me at mark.cote@kidsalive.org. That's C-O-T-E.
And Kristen, I know you told us a little bit about your Young Moms group. I understand that you actually have a home that you guys are working with.
Yes. The Young Moms group, we started in Pucallpa in the jungle area, and now in Lima at our site, we're taking a pregnant mom's home under the auspices of Kids Alive and getting that going and taking in. The moms are very young, so they're abandoned themselves.
Right.
So it's kind of a double orphan situation, I guess you could say.
Sure. And what's the name of the home that you guys are...
That is called House of Glory.
Wow. And so you guys will be taking in the girls there, helping them get through their pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, and thereafter as they care for their young children and care for them as well.
Yeah. Wow, what a transition. So you guys go back after Christmas?
After Christmas, we head back, and now that we've completed our first term and we're moving into these roles, we'll be long-term until the Lord connects us in some other way or keeps us there long-term. So we're just trusting Him. It's amazing to think about what's happened over the last 10 years as God's prepared our hearts for this. Many people in the listening area know the story of our daughter, Victoria Grace, who we lost in 2008. And just God's victory by His grace, working that testimony through our family's story and now working with children in another part of the world has been a very humbling journey.
Amazing. Yeah. Again, if folks want to visit you online and get more information,
www.kidsalive.org or email us at mark.cote@kidsalive.org.
And thank you once again, Caleb, Jacob, Rachel, Kristen, and Mark. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's always great to see you. Back to the music with Urban Rescue. This is Never Stop on FM 90.3.